Hi, this is Randy Landry, and this is my 30-second podcast. I'm a new format, common-sense-american.com. Previous to this time, I was posting on Buzzsprout, and all you have to do is go to categories on my blog and type in podcast, and you'll find all my podcasts that I did in Buzzsprout, as well as all my new ones. Today, I haven't done this in a while. I'm going to do a little bit of a rant. It's not going to be too terribly long, but I think it's long overdue. So I'm going to cover anything that comes into my mind, basically. I'm starting off with the Charlie Kirk assassination. That was total bullshit. I mean, a guy was a freaking asshole that killed him. And he took away a national treasure. I've done a few articles about assassinations, and I compared Kennedy, JFK, and RFK's assassination, and which one was a bigger hit for the country. And I think RFK was a bigger hit, because when JFK left, was taken away from us, basically LBJ came in and basically accomplished everything that JFK was trying to, plus stuff he probably couldn't have accomplished. Maybe he went a little bit too far. He did, keep us in the Vietnam War, which I think JFK could have probably gotten us out of, or at least kept it to a lower level. It wouldn't have allowed it to escalate as much as it did. But I think the Charlie Kirk assassination is on the same category, same level. We just didn't know what this young man was capable of. I truly believe that he would have been one of our presidents, and it's very sad to have that happen, him taken away from us. A lot's been said about him, and it's all justified, all the good stuff anyway. So that's one thing. And another thing is, what's this bullshit about the Nobel Laureate committee snubbing Trump for the second time, President Trump for the second time? I mean, he got, in his first term, he got several, I think five or six countries in the Middle East all together to sign peace accords, and he didn't get it for that. And now he's stopped counting nine wars, okay, this year alone, and he didn't get it. What the hell? What is effing going on here? I don't understand it. I really don't. What the hell is their problem? Are they just jealous of what he's accomplishing? That he could very well go down as the greatest president of all time? Right now, I had him listed as tied for number two with Teddy Roosevelt, surprisingly enough. And FDR is not even in the top 10, not even in the top 15. I've done a rating, it's on my blog, and I did it a few years ago, and it was very systematic, and I looked at a bunch of other ratings, lists of the presidents, and I came up with my own. And I also did an article on the top 10 presidents. And so he could be inching out Lincoln. And I have George Washington, I think, for fourth or fifth. I can't remember now. It's been a while since I've written the article. But the more I've read about George Washington, I do not think he needs to be in the top one or top two. He really wasn't that great of a president. It just, everybody gives him that high level because he was the first one. And he kind of set the tone. The only reason why he's given such high marks is that he refused to become king. And that he willingly left office after two terms, which kind of set a precedent for most of the other presidents until our FDR came around and got elected for a fourth term, which he never served. So I just don't know what was going on with that. I think we need some other way of judging people than the Nobel. I think it's run its course. I think we need to get another honorary system up there that has just as much clout somehow. I don't know how we're going to do it, but it needs to be changed. That's just a slap in the face that these freaking little people, you know, I'm not talking about in stature. I'm talking about in mental capacity or personality or whatever, or morals, compass, should have so much power and be able to do so much, so many hurtful things. So that's pretty bad. And yeah, I'm happy all the people are coming back that were held hostage for over 700 days, some less. But I think we gave away too much to get these people. Too many bad people are now circulating out there. Too many prisoners that were rightfully imprisoned and should never have seen the light of day again are now free. Why is it when we get our hostages back, we have to give like 10 times more than what they would do to get their hostages back? I don't know. I don't like that. I don't think it's appropriate. Who am I to say, right? I mean, Biden gave how many billions of dollars away to get like 5 or 6 hostages back? I think from Iran. That was an unbelievable amount of money. And everybody's still laughing about that shit. So, and now you've got the government being closed. And it's all because the Democrats, and I think it's only a few key ones that seem to have more power or the bigger mouths or whatever, that want to give free health care to all these illegal aliens. Okay, I know how much I pay. Okay, this is insane. My wife and I, we're both, I'm a 62, my wife is 58. And we're in pretty, fairly good health anyway. We keep ourselves in shape for the most part. I'm paying $1,100 a damn month. So when we go to the doctors, we go together. And the doctor sees both of us at the same time. Okay, so it's one appointment. And I've been there twice to this new doctor, and he charges $391 a visit for the both of us. My insurance pays a whopping $100 out of that. So not only am I paying $1,100 a month, which does not include dental, I might add, and does not include health insurance, I mean the life insurance either, just health, I'm still paying all that extra, I'm still paying $291 per visit for both of us. That's freaking insane. What am I going to do when I retire? I mean, will I get a better deal when I get Medicare? I hope so. I really do hope so, because I'm not going to be able to afford this shit. And this other thing, I've kind of alluded to this a few times, and I think I've mentioned it on my podcast in the past, that there's two taxes that are the most evil taxes that have ever been created by anybody, anywhere in the world. And one of them is the inheritance tax, and the other is property tax, okay? All right, and Taryn, think about this, okay? I'm just going to use farming as an example. In some cases, these farms have been in the family for 100 years, got multiple generations. And so, you know, of course, when they were first built, they were built for thousands of dollars. Now, these farms are worth millions of dollars, right? And so when the children inherit it, they're expected to pay taxes on this because they inherited it from their parents. Well, the parents have paid taxes all this time. The houses or the farms are owned. And now they're being charged hundreds of thousands of dollars for property taxes because the farm is worth so much money. What the F? Who gave the government the right to do this? And now these farm people have been forced to sell off the farms. Is this an intentional thing? So these big conglomerates, corporations, can go ahead and take over our farms? Okay. I think it is. And how many people, and I just did a little mention in Facebook, that when I was a teenager and I went to Lake City to see my sister, And I go, what are all those houses over there, empty houses? And she said, yeah, they were all older houses that had been in the family for something like almost 100 freaking years as well. And they were all abandoned. And I said, why are they abandoned? Because the people that lived in those houses could not afford a property tax anymore. They had been retired and all that. And those houses were taken from the people. And now they were auctioning them off. In some cases, these houses were being sold for like $100. Freaking insane, right? Now, granted, some of these houses were run down and all that, and they were probably like, you know, no longer safe to live in. And so maybe it was a good thing they were taken from them, but it's just, oh my God. And it happens all over the country all the damn time, that when people retire, they're on fixed incomes and they can't afford the property taxes, and the property taxes keep on going up and nothing is done about it. The only state, and I just recently heard about it, Florida is doing away with that property tax thanks to Ron DeSantis. And that's another thing. Ron DeSantis, I sent him a letter. I said, what are you doing? Why are you running against President Trump? Well, soon to be President Trump a second time. You're going against somebody that cannot be beat. And it's going to hurt you. And you're alienating him. Why didn't you put your name in for being vice president? He only had one term to serve. 4 years. How hard was that to do? To bite your tongue and serve with him for 4 years. Then you'd have been a shoo-in to get president. Now, you're going to be running against J.D. Vance. How are you going to beat him when you're going to be out of office for 2 years when the election takes place? Because your second term is going to be up. So, you really screwed the pooch, dude. So, the only choice you're going to have is do what Bob Graham did, and that's going to the Congress. Maybe you're lucky you can get into the Senate, or maybe even the House. And that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to do that for a while until finally the juggernauts are out of office. But I don't know. There's a lot of good Republicans out there that you're going to have a hard time to beat. Thanks to President Trump getting these people out there and getting them in good positions so they can keep their names going. So it really messed up there. But so, what is it with the damn Democrats and all these crazy people out there that are so upset about Trump closing the borders, reducing crime in the cities and states? And they're just like, oh my God, people are no longer getting killed, their houses are no longer getting raided, and cars stolen, and all this kind of shit, people raped. And they're pissed. Why are they pissed? Because they hate this country. And they want this country to be destroyed. No way to destroy it is destroy it from within. Because even though China is getting stronger, it's still not strong enough to beat us. Okay? Because our secret strength, and it's not so secret, is that our citizens can have weapons. Okay? Did you ever watch Red Dawn? Well, they made 2 movies of it. So all these weapons that these, you know, Southerners and Westerners and all this kind of stuff have, they can make their own militia. Okay? That's kind of like how we won the Revolutionary War, too. Because all these people had their own weapons. Now they go to England. England, nobody's armed. And it's like, even the damn cops. It was like I just watched a movie where the cop got shot because he couldn't protect himself. But the criminal had a gun. Why don't the cops carry guns? They have a billy club when they do their rounds. And it's like you have to call in the SWAT or some other force that's authorized to carry weapons. What the hell kind of shit is that? I wouldn't want to be a cop in freaking England or those countries where they're not allowed to carry weapons. You gotta be able to protect yourself. What are you gonna get? A can of mace against an AK-47? Jesus Christ. What the hell's wrong with these people? So, yeah, it's just like, I don't understand. And homeless people, oh my God, there's so many homeless people and living in the streets. And it's just like, I think we should put them to work. Put the homeless people to work. Give them some kind of sense of purpose. And how can you do that? Have them clean up the freaking cities, okay? If you have these homeless people get a vested interest in the city and keeping the city clean, they're going to be less likely to mess the damn city up. And instead of just giving them freebies, give them a stipend. And part of that stipend is giving them some housing. Thanks to Elon Musk and other entrepreneurs, there are cheap little houses that they can have. Granted, they don't have running water, but they have electricity, so they can be heated and cooled. And you can keep all your stuff in it. And they have little communities where they have, like, you know, bathrooms where they, like, you know, campsite. You go to a campsite, and they have bathrooms that are stationed out throughout the campsite where you can shower and all this kind of stuff. And nothing wrong with that. I've stayed in campsites many times when I was younger, and I'm older now. And I've taken showers in these, and they're fine. So that's how they could be set up. And you get these people, and then they would be able to buy their own food instead of dumpster diving and living out of the backs of restaurants and all this kind of shit. And get their lives back a little bit, okay? Now, I know Reagan hurt us bad when he cut back on all the health care back in the day. And a lot of people that were psychiatric people that were in hospitals, they closed those hospitals down. That's not something that's really spoken of a lot, but it doubled and quadrupled our homeless population. And these people just could not take care of themselves. And they started this trend. And so now, and some of these people have been homeless because of property taxes too. They lost their places, as well as some of our market crashes, and they lost their jobs, and or they couldn't upgrade their career path because it changed and their job was no longer, you know, there anymore. And AI is going to do that. I love AI. I think it's very popular, you know, important. And it'll help this country and the world in the long run. But a lot of people are going to pay the price for it. So they got to learn how to work and they got to retool again. And that's part of a modernization of a country. But so we could get the people off the streets, keep the cities clean. Okay. And another thing is we got to stop. Every country should be responsible for their own shit. Okay. Now, of course, there's a natural disaster, and it just overwhelms the country. Yeah, we can come in and help. But we should not be spending billions and billions of dollars on all these countries just so the leaders can keep the money. Now, I went to this island. I used to go scuba diving. I went to Roatan. And there's a little island, and I can't remember the damn island. It was off of Roatan, the main island. And so we took a little tour, and everybody was like, and the bus driver was going, you know, telling everybody as he was driving. Over to the right, he had all these little shanties. Some were on the water, you know, in some other country that would have been a nice place, but there were little rundown shanties that were like held together with tar paper and duct tape and whatever. And to the left was this huge, huge mansion that covered several acres, was all walled in and all this kind of shit, beautiful buildings and houses and stuff. And he goes, that is the governor of the island. That's where he lives, the governor's mansion. Are you freaking kidding me? You could have added up the value of the rest of the island's houses and it wouldn't have even come close to that one place, the governor's mansion. So, that gives you an idea where the money's going, right? Is going there, those kind of places. Or if you had countries that were run by the military and all this kind of shit. So let these countries take care of them damn selves. They're getting all these freebies from industrialized countries because we're feeling sorry for our brothers that are just can't take care of themselves. Bullshit. If you have a country, you should be able to take care of yourself. Okay? Every country has something. Or get those countries together and work together as a group with your neighboring countries to try to do things. We have treaties and stuff between Mexico and Canada, so we can work together. Why can't these other countries in Africa work together to unite to improve their condition. They keep on expecting to get handouts. Now, so you get China coming in here with their Belt Initiative, and they're taking over harbors and all this kind of shit, and they're getting into these countries even more in debt so they can build the infrastructure up. And now they own the countries. So, but we just give the money away for free with nothing. Meanwhile, our country is in freaking ruin, okay? Anybody that's done a road trip, instead of doing the flyovers, how about doing a drive-through? Okay, drive through the country, or drive through the southern part of the country. Even the wealthy states like Texas, there is more towns that are shitty than there are good towns. Okay, there really are. It's insane. And just like, oh my God, when I see the pictures and videos of all these buildings in the subways in these other countries, like Hong Kong and China and all this stuff, they're freaking gorgeous. And you look at the subways in New York and Chicago, they're rusted, pipes dripping moisture on the people they walk by. There's rats scurrying in the corners. There's graffiti everywhere. You don't know what, if you sit down, you don't know what the hell you're going to be sitting in. There's people defecating and sleeping all over the place in there. And these are our subways. What the hell kind of, if people come to these cities to visit, what are they seeing? And yet, we could be spending that money. $7 trillion we spent in the Middle East for Iraq and Afghanistan war. $7 trillion. We could have modernized just about all of our country with that $7 trillion. Maybe not because of the graft, but we could have done something to improve our country. Our roads, oh my God. Well, can we start on our roads? Nevada has more money than they know what to deal with when it comes to build the roads. Okay, so they repaved the road, and the next damn thing I know, they're in there digging up little parts here and here and here to put something in. Oh, I forgot to put that in there, so I got to dig it up again. Oh my God! So before you know it, the road's full of patches, and of course the patches settle, and now you got bumps and all this kind of shit. And it's like an endless freaking cycle. Instead of going down and fixing the roads that haven't been taken care of in years and decades, probably, they're all full of potholes. They just keep on doing these same roads, groups of roads, over and over again. For God knows what. I don't know. I really don't know what the hell they're doing. So, it's just, I don't know. I get so disgusted. The only thing I'm happy about right now is that I don't have any kids, and I don't have to worry about what's going to happen to my children when I'm gone. It's just my wife and I. And getting up there in age, like I said, I'm 62 and she's going to be 58. And it's just like, I don't know how many more years I really want to live in this place. I mean, this is freaking ridiculous. I mean, I try to do what I can to help things out, you know, by just doing these podcasts and my blogs, and I've written several books, which fucking nobody buys, but I'm hoping that people do read them, because I do have good numbers on my blog. So I don't know, we'll see. But I refuse to do video podcasts because I'm just not a really good video person, and I don't really have a good place to set up a video studio. So I just live in a small house, one-story house, intentionally, of course, because this is going to be my retirement and death house, provided they don't steal my house from me with property taxes. So, I don't know. So, it's just, I just don't understand people, like I said, about being upset about crime going down. And, yeah, it's crazy. And what about this shit with men and boys wanting to say they're women so they can get an advantage in sports, so they can get medals and win contests and all this kind of shit because they have an unfair advantage with physical prowess. I'm not talking about skill level. I'm talking about strength and stamina. And I just don't know what the hell. I've got a patient. I'm not going to say where I work. You know, obviously I live in Vegas, but I'm not going to say where I work. That he says he's a girl. But he's not having any kind of surgery done to change himself to a girl. He hasn't taken any hormones, nothing like that. So why should we call him a girl? Oh, because he changed his name? Now, I'm an old stickler. There's two of us, two old codgers that are nurses, and neither one of us will call him a girl. He even changed his damn name to a female name. He's been married twice. And he has to continue having sex with women. What the hell? Why? I don't understand it. So he just wants to be a lesbian? I don't know. But no, he wants to keep his penis. Oh my God, this freaking weird world we live in today. And we give credence to that kind of crap. And the hospital he was in before, they had a committee. Because a lot of the nurses refused to call him a female. And the administration told him the nurses had to call him a female. And I was like, oh, fucking me. This is ridiculous. Oh, no. This shit you have to deal with. But, I don't know. Yeah, like I said, you know, the health insurance. Back to that. $1.5 trillion they want to spend to give health insurance to illegal aliens. Nobody asked them to fucking come to this country. Nobody did. Stay in your own country. Deal with your own problems. Stop coming here and making us have more problems. They're giving preferential treatment to illegal aliens because they think they can turn them into voters. And they did. They really did. They gave Social Security number cards and all this kind of shit. And it didn't work. They still lost the presidential election. But we'll see how we do in the midterms. Because if we lose one of the House or the Senate, we're screwed. Especially if we lose the House. Then they can do their interminable runs of impeachments over and over again. And basically just slow the government down while they do this bullshit. Because it won't pass in the House. But it'll just be, oh my God, it's crazy. What else can I talk about here now? I think I've pretty much covered everything I want to say. So, all right. Well, how about the Miami Dolphins, right? Oh, my God. I'll just wrap it up with a little bit of sports talk, which I don't really usually do too much in my blogs or podcasts. It's just like, get rid of the general manager and get rid of the coach. And the damn quarterback, he sucks. Okay, so that was baby tried. All right, you guys, have a great day. And as always, watch your six. And don't give up the fight, even though sometimes it's hard not to. You have a great day.